why ISIS war would make Paris attacks a success. It's a compelling headline. And the accompanying Religion Dispatches magazine article is no less compelling. That's why I'm happy to welcome the author, Dr. Mark Juergensmeyer, back to State of Belief Radio. Dr. Juergensmeyer, thanks for being with us again.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. I look forward to the discussion.
You're asking the why question. Why would ISIS attack Paris? Where did that question take you?
Why ISIS, which is so weak right now, would undertake an act like this in Paris? Because after all, it's been under siege. They've lost territory. The town of Sinjar just fell to the Kurds, and that's the main connection between Raqqa and Mosul, ISIS's largest city. Thousands of their volunteers are fleeing. They're leaving ISIS and going back home. And two of the main volunteers, the beheaders, they were just killed this last week. So you wonder why ISIS would undertake this show of power. And then I realized, well, that's exactly the point. It's because they're desperate, because they're weak, that they need a victory. They need something to kind of lure the volunteers back to show that they're still on game, that they still have their old ISIS power and spirit. So with eight guys, and that's all it took, just eight guys, to create this kind of monumental impression of power that then once again puts ISIS at the center of the stage, gets the Western world riled up against them, and France to proclaim that there's kind of a global war against ISIS. This is a wonderful publicity for the group.
So then, in fact, Mark, the kind of military response we've already seen from France is, in fact, the West playing into the hands of ISIS.
Exactly what they wanted. You can see that the leaders in Raqqa saying, we did it, and they're kind of giving each other high fives with the idea that they're now getting this kind of attention, this kind of prominence. And if they could get France and the West in general to be involved in a ground war in Syria and Western Iraq, that would be even better because they know that that's a war they could possibly win. A war from above, from airplanes, they can't win that. They don't have airplanes. But a war on the ground, especially when they have the population of Western Iraq and Eastern Syria on their side, as disaffected Sunni Arabs are at least passively supporting ISIS, they know that this is a ground war or something that they could win.
So what about the way the Syrian refugee crisis is likely to be affected by the Paris tragedy? How does that help ISIS?
Well, ISIS hates the refugees. It gives them a bad image that people are not willingly wanting to stay in Syria and Iraq and be a part of the great new Islamic caliphate that they've been advertising. So it's a great embarrassment for them to have all these refugees fleeing. So to have one of these bombers be identified with the refugees, and I don't think that's by coincidence that his passport was found right near the act. I mean, who would carry a passport with them to a suicide bombing unless you want people to know that you were a part of this connection, that you were a part of this Syrian refugee movement, which gives the Syrian refugees a bad name. So to the degree to which people now are turning against the Syrian refugees and accusing them, the poor victims of ISIS, as possibly being complicit with ISIS, this is a huge victory for ISIS.
Well, several prominent political leaders have called for only Christian refugees to be admitted into the United States. Now, how does that kind of rhetoric play into the situation we're talking about?
First of all, what a heartless kind of position to take when you have people who are so abused and they're desperate and they're fleeing the ravages of ISIS-held territory to then want to discriminate among religious groups. And that's, first of all, a heartless position. But moreover, it plays very well into the ISIS narrative that the West hates Muslims and they're only concerned about Christians. They want to say, oh, why are you stupid people fleeing from Syria and Iraq? They don't want you anyway. You should stay here and help create the glorious caliphate. So inadvertently, these governors and other political people in the United States who are wanting to question the Syrian refugees and wanting to discriminate and choose Christians over Muslims, this is very much playing into ISIS' hands.
In a sense, it may be too late, but would you talk about what kind of response would be more effective than just military action and demonizing refugees?
Well, the thing that will make a difference, the only thing that will make a difference in Iraq and Syria, is to get the Sunni Arabs in those areas to turn against ISIS. Because most of the people who actually live in those regions don't want a terrorist government to be controlling. They don't want a government run by beheadings and the kind of cruelty and extremism and the rigidity of ISIS. They've turned against us once before during the Awakening Movement in 2008 in Iraq, and they would eagerly do that again if there was a role for Sunni Arabs in Damascus and the Baghdad governments. And so the political settlement, that is, to have a change in Iraq and Syria in a way that would allow for participation of the Sunni Arabs, give them dignity, give them respect, make them something less than second-class citizens, and give them a part of the public life in those two countries, that would really change the picture, and that would pull support out of ISIS, and the movement would fall like a house of cards. So that's the one thing that would really destroy ISIS.
Dr. Mark Juergensmeyer is professor of sociology and global and international studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara. His books include God in the Tumult of the Global Square. His Religion Dispatches article is headlined Why ISIS War Would Make Paris Attacks a Success, and we'll link to that from stateofbelief.com. It's always great to have you on State of Belief Radio, and this time is no exception.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your the conversation.